doing battle. Sun Tzu said, "In sum, the method of employing the military. With 1,000 fast chariots, 1,000 leather-covered chariots, and 100,000 armored troops to be provisioned over 1,000 li, then expenses of outer and inner, stipends of foreign advisors, materials for glue and lacquer, and contributions for chariots and armor are 1,000 gold pieces a day. Only after this are 100,000 soldiers raised. When one employs battle, if victory takes long, it blunts the military and grinds down its sharpness. Attacking walled cities, one's strength is diminished. If soldiers are long in the field, the state's resources are insufficient. Now if one blunts the military, grinds down its sharpness, diminishes its strength, and exhausts its goods, then the feudal lords ride one's distress and rise up. Even one who is wise cannot make good the aftermath. Thus, in the military, one has heard of foolish speed, but has not observed skillful prolonging. And there has never been a military prolonging that has brought advantage to the state. And so one who does not thoroughly know the harm from employing the military cannot thoroughly know the advantage from employing the military. One skilled at employing the military does not have a second registering of conscripts, nor a third loading of grain. One takes equipment from the state and relies on grain from the enemy. Thus the army's food can be made sufficient. A state's impoverishment from its soldiers. When they are distant, there is distant transport. When they are distant, and there is distant transport, the 100 clans are impoverished. When soldiers are near, things sell dearly. When things sell dearly, wealth is exhausted. When wealth is exhausted, people are hard-pressed by local taxes. Diminished strength in the heartland, emptiness in the households, of the 100 clans' resources, 6/10 is gone, of the nation's resources, broken chariots, worn-out horses, armor, helmets, arrows, crossbows, halberds, shields, parvises, heavy ox-drawn wagons, 7/10 is gone. Thus the wise general looks to the enemy for food. One bushel of enemy food equals 20 bushels of mine. One bale of fodder equals 20 bales of mine. And so killing the enemy is a matter of wrath. Taking the enemy's goods is a matter of advantage. And so in chariot battles. When more than 10 chariots are captured, reward him who first captures one. Then change their flags and pennants. When the chariots are mixed together, ride them. Supply the captives and care for them. This is what is meant by victorious over the enemy and so increasing one's strength. And so the military values victory. It does not value prolonging. And so the general who knows the military is the people's fate star, the ruler of the state's security and danger.